Makita Miner lives with her children in a small apartment house on a residential street in Dubuque.
My house is a little cluttered here.
She's getting rental assistance from a federal program known as Section 8.
It's three of us here. So I have a 17-year-old and an 8-year-old boys.
Miner, an African-American, lived her whole life on the south side of Chicago, where she says life was rough for a single mom.
I was having a hard time finding a job in Chicago, so my sister told me about the housing program they had here in Dubuque. I came with the clothes for me and my boys for the summer, and I decided to stay.
That was in 2007. Makita had been on a waiting list for Section 8 in Chicago for years. Now, she's one of hundreds of black families, primarily from Chicago, who have relocated to Iowa towns in order to move up the list for housing vouchers. In more than one Iowa community, when noticeable numbers of blacks moved in, there was conflict. Dubuque's human rights director, Kelly Larson, says things got tense in Dubuque.
There were questions being raised by individuals in the community, by community members, about potential correlations between Section 8 housing recipients and crime.
Larson recalls that some high-profile violent crimes occurred, including homicides involving African Americans, and there was a kind of backlash against Section 8. Then, in the midst of the turmoil, the city changed its voucher program. That's what landed them in trouble. The city's new housing director, Alvin Nash, who's African American, takes up the issue with the Housing Commission.
A couple of Wednesdays ago, we received this report from HUD, and I don't know, have you had a chance to read it?
Yes.
Okay. And obviously, it was a very disappointing report.
City Manager Mike Van Milligan joins the meeting by telephone.
Great. Thanks for letting me participate.
Okay.
You know, we got this report back from HUD 2 years after they came in and did their analysis. You'll remember I made this recommendation, and we made two major changes.
First, the city started giving higher priority for vouchers to applicants already living here. Van Milligan says HUD rules allow so-called local preferences. Then they cut the number of vouchers overall because Van Milligan says the program was too big to manage. HUD says it was clear what the effect would be.
There was a series of actions over time with predictable results.
That's HUD civil rights enforcer Betty Bodiger in Kansas City.
Prior to the changes, the percentage of African Americans whose applications were resolved by getting a voucher was about 41%, which was about the same percentage as white persons in the community. And after the changes, that number had dropped to 4%.
And Bodiger says earlier reviews of housing in Dubuque should have made the city more vigilant. An analysis of impediments to fair housing cited what it called a perceived unwelcoming attitude to outsiders in Dubuque, especially minorities. The HUD report describes how the city set out to attract minority families more than 20 years ago. That resulted in cross-burnings and other incidents directed at blacks. Today, Makita Miner hasn't always felt welcome.
And when they see your skin, I hear such mean things. I've been sent back to Africa I don't know how many times, and I've never been to Africa, so like, yeah, walking down the street, oh, go back to Africa, what are you doing here, get out of our town.
But City Manager Mike Van Milligan sharply rejects HUD's claim that the changes in the voucher program were meant to keep blacks out.
Well, I would disagree that Dubuque is not a welcoming place. The city had no intent of limiting involvement by African-American participants in our housing assistance program. But in fact, as HUD has shown us, the numbers do demonstrate that that was the result.
Back at the housing office, Commissioner Judy Root recalls the atmosphere at the time they agreed to changes in Section 8.
When that policy came to the table, I think a lot of us voted on it because every time something bad came to the city, we got slammed with phone calls. And Dubuque community was angry, saying that we weren't taking care of our community.
Now, Dubuque must comply with tougher HUD rules. The city will have to develop a strategy to provide affordable housing that's fully available without regard to race, and they must take steps to desegregate areas of racial concentration. For Makita Miner, no matter how much things improve, she says she misses her family in Chicago and hopes to return there eventually. For now, though, she says Dubuque is safer for her sons than Chicago's South Side.
Oh, my God. That's why I hurried up and got out of there, too, because every time I turned around, it was a group of kids fighting and getting beat up, or it was people getting shot, like, right across the street from me. So it was time for me to leave Chicago at that point, because, like I said, I got boys. And I just didn't want to be one of them moms that lose her little boy at 12 and 13 years old.
Miner has what she calls a realistic view of how the African-American influx has affected crime in Dubuque. The city did a study and concluded that crime was no worse among Section 8 families than anywhere else. But Miner says she knows single moms who moved to town and, in her words, brought their thug boyfriends with them. Some townspeople say they're glad they have a brand new housing director to oversee reform. Alvin Nash has what some people call a fresh take on racial issues.
You know, Virginia, I come from Virginia, and I can tell you that, some things that go on in Virginia makes Dubuque look like a little ice cream shop. There was certainly a substantial amount of racism in most areas. I don't think there's any more here than anywhere else, and if there is, I guess I'll find out soon enough.
The important thing now, he says, is to get back to the business of helping low-income families, white or black, pay for decent shelter. In Dubuque, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.